Greetings. Let's take our collective breath. This is lesson 4, and today we're going to talk about how we actually do affirmative prayer. When Ernest Holmes developed this 5-step formula, he also called it spiritual mind treatment because he believed that we were treating the mind spiritually. Oftentimes, he simply called it a treatment. So if there's a little energy on the word prayer, then by all means, feel free to call it a spiritual mind treatment or simply a treatment. So Holmes put together a 5-step formula that does a couple of things. It first aligns us with the creative process. And we've talked about the creative process in lessons 2 and 3 when we were discussing the universal laws that govern our lives. It also organizes our thinking and creates a mold, if you will, that reflects our desired feeling state or outcome for whatever it is that's going on in our life. And as we talked about in lesson 3, in affirmative prayer, we turn towards that which already is. We turn towards the affirmative of our situation, and we accept it mentally. And we accept it mentally by the words that we use. And demonstration or manifestation follows. So let's just take a quick look at the 5 steps, and then we'll come back and we'll spend a little bit more time with each one. The first step is called recognition. In our first step, we are recognizing that there is one universal source of creation. A very basic sentence for the first step is, there is only one life, that life is God's life, and that life is perfect. The second step is called unification. Now that we have recognized and identified this divine source, in the second step, we unify ourselves with this love intelligence, with this essence, knowing that it is within us, it is through us, it is around us. So we are establishing ourselves within the oneness that is life itself. This might sound like, I am one with that life now. The third step is the realization step. This is the creative step. Here is where we affirm that which we desire. Here we are affirming in the present tense that which we desire is already happening. It's already within us. We are bringing in the feeling state and the knowingness that this is happening right here and right now. We speak in the present tense with affirmative language. From this place of oneness and creative power, I know that, or I declare that. Here's where our affirmations are used. In the 4th step, called Thanksgiving, we do just that. We give thanks. We give thanks that our prayer is answered, that it is done, that it is complete. I give thanks knowing that this prayer is answered now. It is done. In the 5th stage, we release, we let it go. And we're letting go knowing that the law is now working upon our word. Just like that invisible law somehow cracks open that seed that we've planted in the dirt, we know that this law is also cracking open the mold of our words and bringing it forth into the flesh. I release it unto the law that always says yes, and it is so. So let's take a look at each of these stages with a little bit more detail. And I want to talk about 2 things. Before we get into that, the first is something that Holmes calls the technique in the fire. In the beginning, we get very, very caught up in the thoughts that say, I don't know how to do it. I'm not doing it right. I don't know what I'm doing. And we tend to give up. I want to encourage you to let all that go. This is not about getting anything right. The law doesn't hang around with its arms crossed saying, oh, geez, she left out step 3. I guess I'm not going to answer her prayer. That's not how it works. You know, it doesn't say, oh, boy, he didn't do that right. He put them all in different order. I can't answer that prayer. No, the law says yes. The important thing here for you is the fire in your belly. And this is what Ernest Holmes means by that. He says, I know that there is a technique for spiritual mind treatment which can be taught. I also know that there is something vital to a treatment which cannot be taught, And that's the identification with the center and the source of my own being, this pure spirit. This I must find for myself through continuous awareness of the presence that surrounds and indwells me. With affirmative prayer, we make conscious use of this law for a very definite purpose. However, we must ground that in a deep inner conviction of the spiritual truth about ourselves and the condition that we're treating for. Holmes says, a perception of wholeness is the consciousness of healing. I mean, think about that for a second. When we have a perception of wholeness, that perception of wholeness means that there is no lack, there is no need. If it's whole, then it includes everything. A perception of wholeness is the consciousness of healing. If we are to become whole, it must be through the perception of wholeness. The mold which we create with the intellect is necessary, but the realization, that which catches fire from heaven, must be from heaven. So in other words, when you get to the realization step and you are speaking affirmatively about what it is that you are desiring, you're doing it with a fire in your belly. You're doing it because you know that this law exists and it's going to take that word and make it flesh. You got a fire in your belly because you have awakened to the truth that you are divine by nature and that the same intelligence that holds all the planets in place is at work in and for your life right here and right now. I want to encourage you to do something that I found to be super helpful, and I do it to this day, whether I'm treating for myself or another person, and that is to formulate the purpose of the treatment. The first thing I do is I identify the condition in my life that I want to change, or the condition in the other person's life that they want to change. For example, I urgently need a job. All right, my unemployment benefits are running out, the bills are piling up, I need a job. That's the condition, that's the situation that we want to change. Then we identify the changed condition. We identify the affirmative of what that condition is. That would be, a new job is now mine, which meets my financial needs. That changed condition written out like that, that affirmative of your current situation, that spiritual truth of your current situation, literally becomes your realization words. By identifying the condition and then identifying what it is you want to experience and writing that out, all you have to do is take those words and restate them in that realization step. And now we go to step one, the recognition phase, that God is all there is, that love is all there is. Again, whatever your word is, you use that word. I find this step very poetic. In fact, when I was going through my training, I would spend a lot of time in step one because that's how I stoked the fire in my belly. I was still building in my mind and in my heart and in my soul this new God of my understanding. And so I had to really draw it out. So do whatever you need to do. I love the first step of prayer. It's truly a gorgeous and beautiful and poetic moment in treatment. So you're describing this essence in step one. For me, it might sound like this. I recognize that there is only one life. That life is love. This invisible, pulsating, creative intelligence is awake, aware, alive, responding, and responsive right here and right now. This intelligence that knows all, because it is all, is the same intelligence that holds all the planets in place. This love and this law is the only thing that is. All activity, all life expressed is this love and is this mind. In the second step, we unify ourselves with that very thing. I love this. This old way of believing that God is outside of me and it is that, and I am something else, dissolves in spiritual mind treatment. Because once we get done painting this gorgeous picture of this new God of our understanding, we unify ourselves with it. We realize that we are one with it. Here you express your oneness with the thing itself, your deep conviction that it is in, through, and around you, that you're made up of the same stuff, that your mind is one with that universal mind. And I am one with that life. I am one with that love. I am one with that mind right here and right now. Like the wave that comes up out of the ocean, I come up out of this love stuff. Like the wave that is individualized yet connected to its source, I too am individualized yet connected to this love and to this law right here and right now. Wherever I go, it goes. Wherever it goes, I go. We are one. The next step is what we call the realization. And this is where your affirmations, and this is where that purpose statement can really come into play. This is where you accept that which you desire is already done. That you are declaring and accepting and embodying the spiritual truth of your being in all of your affairs. You use affirmative words. You use verbs in the present tense right here and right now. And this is where that fire in the belly gets stoked. This is where you use those words that reflect your deep feeling of acceptance that this is so. And so from this place of oneness, I declare that right here and right now, my perfect job is at hand. That this love and this law has gone out before me and is putting together the perfect job and is bringing that opportunity to me right here and right now. And that this mind that holds all the planets in place most assuredly is putting together the ways, the channels, the avenues, and the means by which this perfect employment comes into my life right here and right now. There is perfect financial flow in, through, and around all areas of my life right here and right now. This job allows the true essence of who I am to be released to the world. All of my gifts and talents are expressed naturally through this job that is mine right here and right now. In the fourth step, we give thanks. Who wouldn't want to give thanks for that, right? We just simply express our gratitude and our thankfulness for what it is that we realize is ours right now. This is really where you outpour your attitude of gratitude for this awareness that is yours. And so I simply give thanks right here and right now for this perfect job, for the perfect restoration of my financial life. I simply give thanks to the law that always says yes. I am grateful for that which is mine right here and right now. And in the last step, we let it go. We put the seed in the soil, we cover it up, and we walk away. We don't go back the next morning, at least I hope you don't, and dig up the dirt to look at the seed and see if anything has sprouted. No, we plant that seed, we walk away, and we know that it's just a matter of time before we see those sprouts. And that bloom is before our very eyes. And so in the fifth stage, we bring it to a close, we let it go, we turn it over to that action of the law that always says yes. Now, you may treat again. In the beginning, I often treated many times over for the same thing. Why? I was building my muscle. I was building my muscle of faith. I was also building my muscle for affirmative prayer and how to actually do it. I was building my muscle that was that fire in the belly. So I did it a lot because it was so new to me. It was a new way. It was a new relationship. And I had a lot of unbelief. And so I had to pray over and over again for the same thing, not because Spirit needed me to, but I needed me to. But it's important that for each treatment, you close it completely, you let it go completely, and surrender and trust. Our quote for the day comes from Betty Eady from the book Embraced by the Light. If we understood the power of our thoughts, we would guard them more closely. If we understood the awesome power of our words, we would prefer silence to almost anything negative. In our thoughts and words, we create our own weaknesses and our own strengths. Our limitations and joys begin in our hearts. We can always replace negative with positive. In lesson 5, we'll take a look at some of the human conditions we experience and identify the spiritual truths of those conditions. Until then, namaste.